Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today is Talleen. Say hello, Talleen.
Hello.
And Phil. How are you, Phil?
I'm great. How are you, people?
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you guys for coming. You guys come from the great state of New York, and specifically New York City, which I guess it's a city, not a state. But
yeah, all the way from Queens.
All the way from Queens, which is the home of the New York Mets.
Yep.
Now, how far away do you live from Citi Field?
We live about a 15-20 minute subway ride from Citi Field, I think.
Yeah, 2.7 miles.
Really?
No, I made that up.
You're lying.
Yeah. Okay. That was a total joke.
But, we live inside Citi Field.
Okay. Third base,
right next to the Shake Shack.
The rent is ridiculous.
Oh,
yeah.
Shake Shack is delicious.
Yeah. So, and I've only been there since October, so we haven't had the pleasure and the Mets. This is going to be a big season for us because we'll be so close.
You can go so close, and they have all sorts of different packages for stuff. And
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The big news that I heard from the stadium though is that are you familiar with the Seven Line, the clothing company?
The clothing company. You showed it to me on Facebook, I think, and it's actually really cool.
No,
so
it's he's a local. He's local in Queens, and I forget how far he lives from Citi Field, but he's been around for a couple of years now, but he brokered a deal with Major League Baseball where he can now sell his shirts inside
Citi
Field.
Really?
And it's actually in the back by the bleachers under the giant scoreboard across from the Shake Shack. That's like a big deal this year.
Yeah, because those shirts, like I took a click around their website, and they're pretty great. I'm like a snob about stuff like that. They're
right.
Pretty good looking sports shirts. Like I would, if I was going to support an athletic team in a shirt form, I would buy a Seven Line shirt.
The Mets
have
done a wonderful job signing branding into the stadium that is not players.
Yes.
All of the food and stores and stuff. Yeah.
Well,
Citi Field is a wonderful New York place.
We should definitely let our audience know that Phil is a born and raised Yankees fan.
And that's Quetta, right?
It's fine. It's fine.
Course,
I love him anyway. So, but he was reluctantly brought to a Mets game last summer.
It was fireworks night. It did rain,
terrible.
And the fireworks didn't go off until like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. But still, fireworks.
We were so drunk by then. It
didn't matter. It's what you do.
But you were really impressed with the food and drink selection in Citi Field.
I was. That's my
you
point.
Were,
yeah,
you
great,
were excited.
There's a good beer selection. That's
yeah. What
they
was
do,
it? You guys
defined. Usually, you're like Stella is the top notch.
You got. Messed up on some Bengali Tiger all night, I feel like.
Yeah, they have a just amazing beer selection. I know there's one out behind home plate on, like, the second level that's just all these different...
That's where we started our night.
Yeah. We did the rounds.
I think that's fair.
Well,
talking about Yankee Stadium, I mean, the food selection there is just amazing.
It is.
So many different choices, and if you go, Talleen, you got to go, if nothing else, for the food. Because I'm telling you, the garlic fries are just so delicious.
See, now
that
I'm
look
more
of
excited.
Bliss on his face is not
it's,
like a fake. It's real, man.
Because they're obviously fries. And
yeah.
I mean, they're not.
They're fries.
They're fries.
And wait for it. With garlic.
With garlic. It's this it's garlic, olive oil, and parsley.
Mm.
And it's perfect. It's just amazing.
If you go to Safeco Field, they give you a slice of apple. For like after the fact, so you're not like burping garlic in your wife's face, for the rest of the game.
That's interesting. Yeah. Now, do they have sushi?
Everybody goes with their wife.
I'm just trying to fit in.
Okay,
okay.
All right. Okay.
Now at Safeco,
don't blow up my game, man.
At Safeco in Safeco in Seattle,
yeah.
Do they also have sushi? Because
they do. Because
oh
I don't
God,
know what
really?
It's called now, but when I lived there, it was called Ichi Roll.
Oh my God! Baseball and sushi at the same time would be so great.
It's pretty good, right?
I've heard from my
two great cultures coming together.
Yeah,
that is.
Sorry,
no, don't worry about it. It's whatever. Yeah, because they're owned by Nintendo, or partially owned by the Nintendo Corporation. The Mariners. Yeah, it was a big deal. I remember when I was in like middle school, like, dude, Mario's gonna be the mascot. Yeah, totally. Yeah, but no, that none of that came.
That sounds like
they
90s
have a really
kid
absurd
dream.
Moves, actually.
Yeah, no, I feel like, you know, we're really excited to get back to Citi Field. I feel like it's worth sharing right now that we had another great baseball experience last season for the both of us, I think, for the first time, which was going to a Cyclones game down in Brooklyn.
Oh, that
is
really
awesome.
Holy
crap,
that's
that fun. And
that
the food there
awesome.
Is delightful just because I think it's just Nathan's. There's like nothing else.
Pretty
it's just Nathan's and like a couple Brooklyn lagers and that's it.
I'm not going to lie. You go to, like, going to certain stadiums, I would only want to get certain things.
Yeah.
Like, when I go down to Philly to see a Phillies game, for whatever reason, I will only have a cheesesteak.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's only right.
If somebody offers me a hot dog, I'll have that. But I'm like, I want a cheesesteak. I'm here in Philadelphia. I want a cheesesteak. Yeah. So, yeah, going to Brooklyn to see a baseball game, I would totally just
we
want to
eat possibly saw the
have
best
the wrinkle fries, crinkle
just,
fries.
Just the best minor league game because the borough, the outgoing borough president, Marty Markowitz. How is he even a real person? It was Dodgers throwback jersey night celebrating the whatever anniversary of Dodger Stadium, which is like ridiculous. Like, why are they?
Ebbets Field.
Anyway, so we did get project. We did get really cool throwback jerseys, which neither of us wear anymore. But
I had mine on my wall.
Yeah, we were treated to a beautiful monologue about how great the Dodgers were from Marty Markowitz.
That was pretty cool.
And then they just couldn't build a stadium. The O'Malleys, who were owners of the Dodgers at the time, they wanted to build another stadium in Brooklyn because they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, but the guy who's in charge of, like, zoning or whatever, I forget the actual title back in the 50s, he was like, no, we have a perfect place for you. It's in Queens. And they're like, no, we want to. And push came to shove, and they just left. And that spot is now where Citi Field and Shea Stadium was. So in the end, it got used for baseball, but just not with the right team.
And it's crazy, too, because I know there was so much kerfuffle around Barclays being built for similar reasons about the zoning and what it was going to do to traffic and everything else, which... That area of Brooklyn is just the worst place ever. If you're in a car, if you're on foot, it's fine.
But... No, but that's the whole thing. I kind of see, because you probably heard about the West Side Stadium project that they were trying to push for a while.
That bombed, though, right?
Yeah, it bombed. Because they wanted to build it where the trail yard or the rail.
Train yards,
The train yards are on the west side, but just didn't work, and they wanted to do it.
I think that was left over from the Olympics proposal.
Yeah,
too, actually.
And it's also like, I mean, maybe, I don't know, I'm not an engineer, but I feel like where those rail yards are is not as big as people think it is.
No, and that was the whole thing, because a lot of people want it, because the whole thing about football is tailgating. And so having a football stadium in a city, it just doesn't make sense, because that's not part of the life of the tradition of a football game, because you go, you grill in your trunk or, you know, in the spot next to you. So you can't do that. So I kind of feel like Barclays was like the next step up. Like, well, we can't do it over here, but we can do it in Brooklyn because there's a lot of space and stuff over there.
And I mean, it's really interesting about talking about stadium culture, like within a city. This is slightly off topic, but whatever. I had like such a crazy, I had never really been near, oh my God, Red Sox Stadium.
Fenway Park.
I'd never been near Fenway in Boston until 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
And I didn't get it, really. And then I was like, oh my God, why doesn't every city have a baseball stadium that you can, like, walk up to? I don't know, New York, I think Citi Field, to me at least, feels a little homier than Yankee Stadium. But again, I've never been to a Yankee game. I've just been around
the
Yankee
old
Stadium
Yankee
a lot.
Stadium. The old Yankee Stadium you could walk into.
Thing, yeah.
I think comedian Jay
but
Moore.
But it's like there's not stuff around it. You're not going to like going to the grocery store near that. Like Fenway is like, you could live close to there.
The Bronx is very residential over there.
Yeah, but not... I mean,
there's great food up there, actually. There's great, like, Cuban food, I think.
Because 2009, by the time I moved to Northern Harlem, because I used to walk over the bridge and go, there was, like, there's that big mall there now with the Target.
Yes.
And it's all parking lots, and it's all, there's a huge tennis thing, and, like, the park system has the tennis thing there. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, like, you can't live that close to. I'm saying, like, people live near Fenway. Like, that's insane. Like.
You can live across the street from it.
And I know that's the same deal in Chicago, too, with Wrigley. Isn't Wrigley near...
Yes, it's they call it Wrigley Town.
Yeah,
or Wrigleyville, I'm sorry, Wrigleyville.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, just people, yeah. And there's a problem there that they want to block out the people.
I've read about that.
Which has been
a thing
for years.
On that note, heard that, and I don't know if this is true, this was just somebody said this to me at a job once, that the area of all the chop shops and auto body places around Citi Field is the highest per capita place where bodies are found in New York City.
I have heard that, yes.
We should get that fact checked. The area around, because it's just like,
the chop
it's
shops.
All like industrial
it's
zone.
It has been that way forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to games when I was young, I mean, even in the 80s, and it probably started in the 60s and 70s, but Yeah, and there was an article, I forget, I want to say the New York Times or Daily News or something, where they were talking about that area, because all these other cities that have these new stadiums, I know there was a big thing in Colorado when Denver got the Rockies, and it was in this really bombed-out section. I think it was like the west side.
I remember that.
This bombed-out section of Denver, and they put up Coors Field, and just sports bars everywhere, just a nightlife. Really exploded around it, and you know, and other
just but did not happen in
no,
City Field.
No, because those, like, they just can't get rid of them.
Well, like, and it's also the way zoning works in New York is, like, because I was living totally in different. Proximity of Bushwick for the last couple of years, which has transformed so much. I think it takes a while for things to start shifting where people want to make residential things in an industrial area. There has to be some kind of a, and I actually, you know, I think that there usually is some kind of a financial collective behind, like, okay, if we all go to put restaurants in, then they'll all succeed. You know, like, there has to be a little bit of planning and teamwork going on.
But unfortunately, they just, it's too much of a risk, and they're just like, what's the point? You know, it's, you know, for, unfortunately, you know, it doesn't get the best.
Yeah. But you know what? If you're on your way to a Mets game and you have a body in your trunk, what could be more convenient?
I know. Yeah, a lot of people just... They drop the cars off at those chop shops.
Oh, to get their
new promotion this year. Actually, you can get the chop shop package where you trade in your car. For,
actually,
like,
I hope
somebody does.
Teacher Tuesdays, and you get to drop off your car.
Legitimately, I hope somebody's done that. That like oh, did you scratch your bumper up on the parkway on the way here? Like, drop it off and we'll fix it, and it'll be ready for you by the time the game's over.
That would be
That'd
great.
Be so smart.
It's more like you have a car
for
now.
Some
you
reason,
don't want to have a car anymore.
For some reason, this makes me think of when I was a kid, we would go to, like, the Syracuse Chiefs games all the time, and they had they would have the dirtiest car contest, right? and if you won, you'd win, like, it was like a booklet of car washes for like a year or something.
Yeah.
Right.
And so my father became determined to win it one year. He had this old Volvo, and it was dirty to begin with, and so he was really diligent all winter about, like, parking it in the garage, never washing it, and, like, he was really excited when it would get really muddy and everything, you know, just getting it as grungy as possible. And the day before the competition, he left it out, and it poured rain and washed the thing completely clean, and we never had the heart to try again. So.
Yeah, mine of the stadiums have great promotions.
I want to say that
they do,
as
right?
a short-term resident of Syracuse, that is the most grungy Syracuse thing I've ever heard.
That's pretty good,
dirtiest
right?
car contest.
Well, it's whatever get the people to come out. I know in Fresno, California, they're having a lot of these minor league teams. They have, like, special uniforms for a night, and they're having Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle night.
Oh,
where
cool.
That's going to be a green, like, shirt, and then it's got the bottom, like, the chest part of the turtles, and it's got their hats, their brims are going to be either red, orange, green, red or purple.
Everybody's fighting over Donatello and Leonardo.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Although I would want Michelangelo.
Yeah.
And then another team is doing, I forget where, in honor of the passing of Harold Ramis, they're going to have Ghostbuster Night.
Aww.
And so, you know, have you seen those Ghostbuster shirts? Mm-hmm. I actually have one.
Yeah.
Like, really. And they're just making a jersey version of
them.
Awesome. And then in the past, I know there's been the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs had Tuxedo Night, where their jersey was a tuxedo. Like, not like
like a t-shirt tuxedo.
Yeah, t-shirt tuxedo with iron pigs across it. So whatever it takes to get these people to go out, you know, however weird it is and strange, but it works for most of these places, you know.
Well, I mean, I know what works for personally, me being as cheap as I am, what worked for me with the Cyclones is how flipping cheap the tickets were. I was like,
yes.
You know, have a night out for like $9, like.
Oh yeah.
And you can see the ocean from your it's the best, you know.
Hey, you're staring at Coney Island. You look at
the most beautiful baseball
really cool.
experience ever.
I can imagine just how beautiful it looks. Well, actually, in Buffalo, speaking of northern New York, the Buffalo Bisons, which is their their minor league baseball team, they get they have the highest attendance rate of any baseball team in America.
Wow.
Is that true?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Like, minor or major league?
Yeah.
They have the highest?
The attendance is outrageous, like how many people go, and they've been trying for years to make it a professional team, or a major league, because they're actually minor league, they're, I think, double A. But they've been trying for years to make it a major league baseball team, because the fans are there, you know, there's a lot of baseball to be had in North New York, so.
Well, because there's Well, I know Buffalo has a football team, right?
Yes.
You are correct, yes.
And unbelievably, they have a hockey team as well.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right, well, they do. The Sabres, okay. Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, their football team has been being stolen, is getting stolen every once in a while to go up to Toronto to play football games up there. They're actually stopping that.
Are they really?
Yeah, because apparently...
Wait, how does that work?
Well, they would... They used to do it where they would have... In the preseason, they would call it the American Bowl, and they would bring it over to, like, Tokyo. And it would just be a preseason game
in
Tokyo.
Yeah, it's like an exhibition game.
Yeah, and they have it now where they're sending teams a couple games over to England, and they're playing at Wembley Stadium to kind of... In the future hopes of having a NFL team in London, which is just ridiculous. So they do the same thing with Toronto. Because they have the Canadian Football League, and that's giant up
really,
there.
Really, that's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
And they
huge.
All have the best names for their teams. I can't think of what it is.
There's the Toronto Argonauts. There's the Calgary Stampede.
Yep. Okay, yeah. No, I do know some of these, because Calgary Stampede is the greatest
Montreal
team name
Alouettes.
Ever.
Yeah, the Alouettes, that's amazing.
Montreal. I know. Pipe down, Montreal.
I forget British Columbia. I think it's British Columbia Cougars or something. I forget. But they want to get, because there's a, you know, football is for... For the most part, it's North American, and it's very popular, so they wanted to get some games up in the Sky Dome in Toronto. But it's been really successful there, but at the Buffalo Bills Stadium in Buffalo, they don't sell out many games. So, like, why are we giving up one game to go up there that gets sold out and we don't even see the proceeds?
Yeah, so let's just
keep it here, so that's fine.
That's crazy.
Everything I know about the CFA, I learned from Rob Ford.
He loves his football ties.
He's really into it.
He loves his football ties. That's all he wants to wear.
Doesn't he have the jersey? It might actually be. I can't remember if it was football or hockey, but doesn't he have a jersey that said the mayor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's an
artist
or mayor or something. That's
an
artist.
Mr. the mayor.
Yeah.
Mr. the mayor.
So I don't remember what we were watching or listening to on the radio about how football teams impact cities. And, like, how it affects the economics of a city and whether or not the city sees real revenue improvement from a professional sports team coming in. But the one thing I took away from that radio story that I still cannot get over is that the NFL is a not-for-profit organization. How is that possible?
I don't know.
It how? Could be
because it,
that is the biggest...
I know.
Oh.
Well,
oh.
Yeah. Well, it's... I guess because they're athletic clubs. Well, at least that's how they started off, you know, and... I don't know how it works, because I don't think the organization, like the overall encompassing NFL, necessarily makes the profits. Like,
that's true. I think
it's the teams.
You're referring to the NFL versus the teams, which are
NFL
teams different organizations.
Versus, because they make plenty of money.
Yeah,
but also they also share it. They have salary cap and you know.
Yeah. That's
they
true.
Keep it. They are actually they do a wonderful job with that, because there's so much turnover that you never see the same 12 playoff teams the next year. It's always not completely different 12, but at least you're going to see at least two, if not three or four, new playoff teams. So they do a great job with their draft, which is actually coming up pretty soon. And I know the free agency period just started, and the big news was that Michael Vick just got signed by the Jets. He left Philadelphia and...
Do you have an opinion on this, Talian?
You know, I actually really didn't even educate myself during his dog fighting scandal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know he was bad. He was bad to dogs.
Yeah.
Well,
I think just dog fighting in general is bad.
Yeah, it's probably not.
That's
so,
a bad look.
Probably
for
not.
It is
involved.
Bad.
Yeah.
But
the dogs do not look good at the end. Let me tell you.
No, they don't. And I know those.
I just
want to
make it clear to our listening audience that I do love dogs. I'm not
like
advocating that anybody beat a dog up.
No, nor should they.
But anyway,
were we going in that direction?
No, I don't know. I made a joke about how bad dogs look after a fight. Anyway,
Well, I think the joke is that you should have seen how the other dog.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, that would be the joke, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know much else about Michael Vick.
I mean,
the
whole thing was is that he's had a bit of a checkered past. I mean, he was...
What NFL player hasn't?
Well, many. I think that's safe to say. It's part of the culture. But, you know, it's so institutional, you can't really... It takes a lot to kind of break that. But with Vick, his two biggest things have been the dog fighting. And another one that not many people think about is he was arrested, as... many an NFL player have for drugs, as many an NFL player has. And he was under the alias Ron Mexico.
Perfect.
It was really? A great name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This was when he was still with the Falcons in Atlanta. And he was in, and so after he got arrested and this came out, because you can go on the NFL.com and you can their shop, you can get personalized jerseys.
Oh, no.
So many, many people personalized Mexico, Falcons jersey, Mexico 7. And then the NFL got wind of it, and they stopped, and that's one of the few that you're not allowed to, you know, aside from vulgar words on the back, you can't put Mexico in the number 7.
That's great.
On the back of jerseys.
Oh, man, that's
I want the buddy cop show that's Carlos Danger and Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, it's Carlos Danger and Ron Mexico. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah, well, you know, we can talk about Michael Vick all night, but I'm ready to see our 2014 Mets to rate them on their physical attractiveness.
I know, since you are a lady, and we have
listen, Matt Harvey fever last summer was...
Yes.
It was real.
Oh, who was
and
he?
And it was visceral.
Who's he dating? It's a model. I want to say it's a
Victoria's
Secret model.
He's a baby, basically, but you know what? It gave us all something to look forward to.
Right.
I will also take this moment while you're pulling that up to... to state that for the last, I don't know when it changed, you guys would know better than me, when the pants regulation changed on uniforms, that you didn't have to wear the stirrup pants, when did that change? Was that always an option?
Oh, the stirrups have always been an option.
Okay, because yeah. I am solidly against these non-stirrup pants. They do not form correctly to the backside of a man's body.
These kids in their baggy pants.
I don't like it.
Well, but not only that.
It looks sloppy.
Well, but not, they didn't, a lot of players didn't wear either the stirrups or the colored socks for a while.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds was, and actually you see a lot of players still do it, they'll wear very baggy pants.
Yeah.
And they'll also have it go so low, not on the backside, but on their heel, that they're basically stepping on their pants.
That's
what times.
I don't understand is I'm like, isn't that, if I was paid professionally to run quickly a short distance, I would think I'd want very little stopping me from doing so.
You'd think so, but I mean,
this came from the 90s. Everybody stopped running and just started swinging for the fences.
This is a leftover. Because you can even go back a little in the 80s when it was that like spandex polyester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, just and they would just be pullovers, and they would just be these string beans and this really tight, not breathing material. Like if you go back and you see, like they're just so tight. The pants are tight. The shirt's tight, and once they went back to the buttons, because that was the thing, they were pullovers
with
no buttons. So now when they went back to the buttons, they were like, all right. But if you look back at the 50s, those were pretty baggy as well.
Yeah. So, I feel like the pants need a taper, you know?
No, I think so.
And I'm also advocating for an all-nude major league. You know, why not?
I think that's fair.
Let's go for it. It's not really a contact sport. I mean, you can still slide naked, just
tickets,
callus
you know?
Up your side,
I think
you know?
That's true.
Yeah. Grease them up beforehand.
Well, I think they're working on...
Women love the long ball.
Are you proposing an alternate to, like, the lingerie football league, where it's the all-nude baseball league? All-American nude baseball
players? The only thing
league?
Is, I just got a mental image of what it would look like to see a man's genitalia swing as he swung a bat.
Now,
and
hold
that's
on.
Really not a good look.
Now, not for nothing, they would have to wear a cup.
That is true. Because so this could still be classy.
It can still be.
It could still be classy.
It's, you know, just, yes.
Yeah.
But I think you would have to. I mean, it just makes more sense to wear the cup.
Maybe just those, like, spandex, you know, like a Green Man from It's Always Sunny. Just,
yes.
just an all-body spandex.
See, I'm starting to think it's going to be, like, pads, and they're all going to look like the Road Warrior.
That'd be hot, too. I'd be into that.
That could work. Yeah.
This is almost like, remember when we went to that Cyclones game? We watched those two players stretch each other, and that was a really special moment for me as a woman.
Sharing is caring.
They were really
sharing,
getting into it.
They know,
I took pictures and sent it to a Who friends.
They know the pain. They know the pain
know.
And struggle.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested.
Okay,
I mean,
here we go.
The big acquisitions for the Mets with this year were two outfielders, and one was a former Yankee, Curtis Granderson.
Oh, that's a gorgeous Yankee.
And
this is
Curtis Granderson, so let me get your unadulterated...
He's got great eyebrows and a great jawline.
Yes. He's a big smiler. He's a little short.
Okay.
He's
all
a
right.
short guy, so I don't know if you're for that. Now, if you'll scroll over slightly... I'm just...
He's acting like Phil's not sitting here at
5'5" and a half. I'm deferring to the host.
I think that's fair.
I'm pained that we lost him, so...
Well, I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, we're so stacked in the outfield that you're kind of like, I don't know what to do, but...
One of those guys needs to... Because between Carlos Beltran, Ichiro, Brett Gardner. Who else did you get? Alfonso Soriano.
Brett Gardner. Yeah, Brett Gardner.
Carlos Bell. Just one of them has to be. Jacoby Ellsbury. One of them has to be a second baseman. I know Soriano was a second baseman in a former life.
You'll never put Soriano at second base now. He's too old.
And unfortunately, Brett Gardner's a left-handed second baseman is just too weird. So
who am I looking at here?
Now, that's Chris Young. Chris Young played for the Oakland A's last year, and he's an okay hitter. So
I'm really glad that, from what I've seen, possibly with the exception of basketball, which I don't really watch, that I'm seeing a real trend where full beards are really coming back.
Yeah,
I feel like I saw a lot of football players with big beards.
Yes.
And I saw some baseball players with big beards last year.
Yeah, if you ever want to see like a big bearded football player, just Google search Brad Kiesel.
Isn't it Brett Kiesel?
I thought it was Brad Kiesel. Whatever. He might have a brother whose name is Brad, and it's just even longer.
He actually had my favorite line about growing beards ever.
Right.
Which was someone asked him about it in an interview, and he responded, "I just let it feed."
It's true.
So I'm using that now.
Sorry, what was that last player's name?
Brad Kiesel?
No. Chris Young. Well, Chris Young needs to just let it feed because it's not quite there yet.
Right.
I think if we could see a fuller beard on him, his chances for being heartthrob of
the
season.
Can we actually just get like heartthrob tips?
Actually, you know what? Yeah. Well,
I like this.
Yeah, and then maybe you can have me back at the end of the season, I'll talk about who I think succeeded and failed as a heartthrob.
I'm down for this, sure.
Because every man and woman I know
that
enjoys the
Yankees,
Mets,
I'm trying to give you a
ready
idea
for Matt Harvey last year.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, Carlos Beltran, former Met.
Oh, he's very handsome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Here's another big one, and I do mean big. This is Bartolo Colon.
Ooh,
Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Oh, he's a big boy.
I forgot you guys got him.
Oh boy, all 40 years of him. That's correct.
I'm gonna say
it's
something.
Not just his uniform number; it's his age as well.
Oh my God, I'm gonna say something controversial. I think a mustache would really help the situation.
Yeah,
can I see the picture that he showed?
It's like a little bit of a doughy look, with no facial hair.
Oh well, he's all dough.
I know, but like
he always kind of looks like a frog on a lily pad.
Listen,
yes,
like
he's a round man.
Being a little frog faced is not going to stop you from getting the love.
Right.
But he just looks like he needs to pull his look together a little bit. I honestly, his undershirt is askew in this photo as well.
He naturally has a Jerry curl, which is it's quite amazing on its own.
You know, this photo is with the baseball cap on, and I'm ready to see it with it off. I'm ready to see that Jerry curl.
I think that's fair.
It's got to be around.
Now, you know, unfortunately, not all these players look good after some incidents on the field. Have you heard about Aroldis Chapman?
No, I have not.
He's first of all, he's a Cuban pitcher for the Reds, and he's been their closer the last couple of years. He's thrown the fastest pitch on record, 106 miles an hour. A Cuban defector a couple of years ago. Just this past week.
Were they calling him the Cuban Missile?
Yeah, the Cuban Missile.
Best nickname, man.
He's got like a he's got a really fast car, and he lives in Cincinnati because that's where the Reds are. And he doesn't have a license, and he has a really fast car, and like the license plate is like, you know, 106 mph, and he got pulled over and he got in trouble because he wasn't driving at a license. So unfortunately, this past week he took one of his fastballs. Off the head. He threw a pitch, and it was hit by the batter towards him. Got him in the skull. And he never lost consciousness.
Oh,
I know. He never lost consciousness, and it was a big deal. And he actually, I think, either tweeted or Instagrammed a photo of him in the hospital. He has staples across the side of his head, and you just see this line just of them trying to, like, suture it closed. So...
Wow.
Is that what brought all the talk? Because I remember earlier this offseason they were talking about the pitchers getting new, like, padded hats.
Yeah.
But they're going to keep it with the ball cap look, but it is, like, uber padded inside. Yeah.
But, I mean, how often does a hitter, you know, how often does it come back that close to the pitcher?
A lot.
Really?
A lot.
Yeah.
But it all depends how high and how fast, because it could come down at your feet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but this has been happening forever. It's just the fact that you hear a lot, because, you know, we're in a information now society. You're hearing about it much more often than you were back in the day.
But what an amazing, like, Greek Fable level, like
somebody like had like
you
a
have
fractured...
the fastest pitch, but it came back and it broke your skull.
And you broke your skull. And the
like,
best...
how dare you?
But
have
how manly would
pitch?
It be? Just like I'm taking a picture of this and putting it on the internet. So
yeah, that's
90-90 poo poo. You know,
I'm trying to think of the other people that's happening. AJ Burnett,
AJ
lost part of a season. He broke like the was the ocular. What is that called?
Yeah, your bone around
there. Yeah.
That was bad.
He took one in the eye. Somebody else last year was out for like a significant chunk because of that.
Is that all we got for hotties?
Yeah, in terms of new, players. I mean, that's the other unfortunate thing about the Mets. They didn't do much in the offseason.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the fact that we got rid of two big money contracts off of our list, Johan Santana being the biggest one, and so all of a sudden they had all this money, and they're like, we'll just spend it smartly, which I think for the Wilpon family is a little on the smart side, you know, having been part of the Madoff scandal.
It's a new idea,
yeah.
And plus they have to pay like $300 million in like reparations to because he was implemented, because him and Bernie Madoff were like best friends.
Oh, no.
But he insisted the entire time, like, I was not part of this. I had no knowledge of it. Yeah. I lost my money too. And so unfortunately the Mets had to really like deal with it these last couple of years. We're not spending much.
I'm also really hoping, and I don't know, I haven't done any research if this has been announced or not, but something I would really love to see in the 2014 season, or really any season going forward.
Sure.
Occasionally they have musical artists play around games, do they not?
Oh, yeah, after games. A lot of the stadiums will have.
I would really like to see an Action Bronson concert. I'd like to see him.
I don't think he's allowed in Citi Field.
I'd like to see him vindicated because he was a chef there.
Really?
Do you know who we're talking about?
No, I'm not familiar with Action Bronson.
He is a Queens rapper, Action Bronson. You would very much enjoy him. He's
delightful. I believe I would.
I believe he is of Albanian
descent.
Like,
oh man, do I have some?
And,
he's fantastic.
He was a professional chef, and he was a chef at Citi Field.
Really?
And in his own words in an interview, I believe he said that somebody stepped to him in the kitchen, and he had to put him down, but the management walked in giving a tour to, like, the owners right at that moment, and he got canned.
Sure.
So I'm pretty sure he's banned for life from Citi Field, but I think that they should have him back for a concert. Maybe this is an online campaign we should start, honestly, because
Facebook page is starting already.
He is,
yeah.
I like this idea. Where's the petition on change.org?
Yeah, yeah.
I know last year they had Nas, and apparently Nas is a big Met fan, which I never
knew.
Yeah,
I'm sure he is, but Nas is also a little...
I'm just saying.
I mean, I respect Nas, but like he hasn't really laid out anything great.
I think that's fair.
Years,
so. I think that's fair. But no, they always have, especially around like ethnic nights. Like I know after. Yeah. Oh,
do they have Albanian night? Because that would be perfect.
No, they don't. Yeah. I don't know about Albanian night. I know after Irish night they have like the Chieftains or I forget, it was something 47. And...
I thought you were gonna be like. Oh, it's the
Where are you going with this, buddy?
Van Morrison.
The jump around people.
Oh, House of Pain.
House of Pain plays. All they can afford is.
I'm pretty sure Boston has rights to.
Oh,
House
I'm
of
sure
Pain.
They do.
I mean, White Irish. And
yeah.
I think that's fair, but just a whole bunch of different ones. I always love the cultural nights and stuff like that. That's always fun.
I feel like the Mariners always play better when they're dressed as Los Marinos.
Los Marinos.
It's totally true, yeah.
Yeah,
always winning in those jerseys.
I know.
I feel like if
maybe just change the team name.
If Jesus Montero is actually hitting then the night when he's wearing the Marineros shirt, then you should just leave it on for the rest of the season.
Now, did you ever see Griffey play in
I saw Griffey play once when he came back.
Oh, okay.
And he was
falling asleep in the dugout?
Yeah, but it was great. It was like right before I moved back to New York, and I thought, I'm going to go to one last like game. And I went, I saw, it was them and the Giants, it was San Francisco Giants. And so I went, and I was really excited. I wanted to go see Felix Hernandez pitch one more time.
Yes.
Because he's phenomenal to watch.
He is, he's
And then,
amazing.
In meantime, since I've moved back here, I've seen Felix Hernandez crush the Yankees in our own stadium.
Yes.
Like, so many times, so I'm like, great. In any case, I went and I had like my video camera with me, and I was like, I'm just gonna catch Griffey's swing because I think that'd be cool. It's a good, you know, the swing, right? Like,
yes, they've called it the most beautiful swing ever.
Yeah, and so I picked up the camera and I started taping, and crack, first swing, and it was off into the stands.
Wow!
So I was like, oh, that was cool. I've never actually tried to film that before, but
that is awesome.
Griffey home run, pretty
that
cool.
Is awesome.
Now, we saw some home runs at Citi Field that night, didn't we?
Yeah, shockingly. Yeah,
one, David Wright hit one, and then a bunch of Nationals hit one, so. No, Diamondbacks. I know Paul Goldschmidt.
You know, David Wright, he's aging nicely.
Well, yeah. He was actually voted face of Major League Baseball.
I did see that. It was an online campaign.
Like, and, yeah, he's the face of Major League Baseball. He was also the captain of Team America in the World Baseball Classic last year. And,
that's true.
Yeah, he's a big deal. He's kind of a big deal. Now, telling you went to Syracuse University.
Yes, I went to Syracuse University.
Phil, you're from upstate
New York. I'm from, yeah.
And you technically went there, too.
Technically?
Just didn't finish.
Well, that's fair.
I mean, you know. I just called you out.
Oh.
I know. It's like stinging, recorded.
Right? Yeah.
So now the six people can go, hey, that Phil guy, as they listen.
Yeah. No, that's great.
right now it's March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament. When you went to Syracuse, do you remember if they won the national championship?
They did not. That was the year before I started. I do know that because I had been accepted, and my one of my uncles called me all excited when they won, and I was like, I'm not going there for basketball. I'm not majoring in basketball. I was like, sir, I'm not majoring in basketball, so I don't care. I have a lot of close friends from Syracuse that were the class ahead of me, and particularly I am friends with one couple that their relationship bloomed around the championship
win.
I know it's an important moment
magic
for
happens.
A lot of people.
Yeah,
and I will say that my first year at Syracuse, I lived in the dorm directly next to the stadium, Lawrenson.
Oh, really?
And I did get some really great free promotional Pepsi products every time there was a game because they'd just be handing them out.
Yeah.
But I was in the dome approximately, I think between 3 and 5 times my entire, tenure at Syracuse.
Right.
For orientation,
mm-hmm.
for Michael Moore speaking my sophomore year,
okay.
for a Kanye West concert,
mm.
For a, like, tell us about your major day where my major had to have a booth or whatever, and for graduation.
Yeah, graduation. Yeah,
so, yeah, that's, that one. I've never been to a sporting event at Syracuse. I wouldn't say I'm proud of that, but I'm also not ashamed of it.
But
I would
assume going to a Syracuse basketball game would be like a big deal. Like how they talk.
It kind of is.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been told
they're
it's
like
awesome.
Breaking attendance records, and it's like they're trying to bring more and more people
yeah.
on each game. And,
oh
know,
yeah,
it's pretty wild.
I don't
yeah.
know. There
no,
was
can,
a there was a year
wild.
Where I had a really good friend in the theater department who was in the marching band or not the marching band but in the pit band.
Yeah.
And, that was the only time when I thought it might be fun.
Right.
To do that.
I had a friend, one of my friends was in the Citrus Society.
What is
playing
that?
The band.
Oh, is
oh,
that
yeah,
what they
yeah,
call
yeah,
it, the
yeah.
Citrus Society?
Yeah. Society. Oh, my God, all of our citrus themed stuff is so dumb. You can't even
I love
get,
your school pride.
You can't
it's
even
always
get
really
a
amazing.
Not moldy, gross-looking piece of citrus fruit in the dining hall there because it is a cold, barren place.
That's why we call it
Syracuse,
yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. a good one. But I would think yeah. that if you're an upstate New York school, why are you named after a Floridian?
Well, because the Saltine Warrior is considered racist now. That's the original team name.
Oh, and we're not named after the fruit. It's the color orange.
Very true.
Oh, yeah. yeah. No, they're true. Very. I don't know why Otto is an orange, but Otto.
I don't
cute.
Think he is. I
cute.
Think he's.
No, Otto's definitely an orange because the baby stuff they sell always has little oranges on it.
He's round.
You know, for Syracuse.
He's round like an orange.
For Syracuse.
For Syracuse.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
my favorite
Syracuse.
Term.
So you don't have a bracket this year? No bracket.
No,
for
I've
you?
Never had a bracket in my life.
My favorite. Phil, do you have any brackets going on?
Not after Ohio and Duke, no.
I think that's fair. My favorite little tidbit about March Madness and the brackets is that. 350 billion, that's billion with a B, $350 billion is transferred, like handed over worldwide because of the NCAA tournament.
This is a mistake that I don't have a bracket. Here.
Yeah, you're losing money every
between
second.
Between office pools and like whatever you do with your friends online, all this stuff, there's all this stuff.
Wow.
And I know this year, Yahoo, Quicken Loans, and Warren Buffett. Teamed up and had the $1 billion bracket challenge.
Oof.
To get the perfect bracket, which is nigh on impossible. I think they say the odds are between a couple billion and a couple quintillion.
Wow.
Or trillion or quintillion, whatever. It's just
these are made up words.
I agree. You're getting up so high, like they might as well just call it terabyte tillion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
really
yeah.
big.
You're just like yeah,
but
it's Google.
It's basically impossible to get And so far, after 34 games, there's one bracket that's still going. But the really sucky part about it is this person who made this bracket on Yahoo did not enter it into the contest.
Oh, man.
So right now this person is working. I think it's like Brad
is shaking in a bathroom stall with a pistol in their mouth.
Probably, like, or maybe it's just like, I just want to prove, like, he might not even realize it. It's just like, whatever, I was doing this with my friends, because you know. And then he's like, oh, I got one going. Okay,
I hope
cool.
He's got a good attitude about it.
Probably, or if nothing else, because it was linked to in an article about this on Yahoo. So if nothing, like, I personally am, I'm still keeping track of it. I'm like, is he still, wow, he's still going. So, you know, I'm sure he'll get recognition for that if in fact he does, and you might get something. I know I signed up for the bracket. I'm not doing too well.
Yeah.
Actually, I enjoy it because most of these brackets are free. So I have like five brackets going on. And
so you said, Phil, you mentioned to me in passing the other day that Ohio State won.
Mm-mm.
Yes, no, they lost.
Yeah. They lost. It was shocking.
I come from a long Ohio lineage with a lot of family members that went to Ohio State. I do have some Buckeye pride, and I did not know Ohio State had a basketball team.
So. Oh, basketball's...
Oh, yeah.
So I am really uneducated.
Are you aware they have a football team?
Oh, yeah, no. I know. See, that's the thing is
Are you aware they have the best damn band in the land?
Oh, yeah. No, that I know all about, because I also come from a family of band nerds. So I'm like, I know about football. I know about having the best damn band.
Sure.
Because it is really good. I mean, they spell it out in cursive, guys.
I know.
Like, that's not a joke.
Not for nothing, go online to YouTube, and they have...
Oh, they're amazing.
They're amazing, and it's just fantastic. I follow drum corps.
Yeah.
Some of us, and like they just do some things. Like, why don't these drum corps that working on these shows, like over the course of a whole year and a summer, why don't they do the stuff that these college kids do in pretty much a week?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And
like,
I've
the Harry Potter,
like,
one was just amazing. The movie stuff.
Oh, God, they're so good. And I've looked up, like, what the charts look like for that, because I'm just, like, fascinated. Like, it's amazing.
And to do it in that, you know, as there are so many members of the band, and if you think about it, there's so many in that small of a space comparatively.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's a football field, but when you have that many people, there's no more room.
Yeah.
We went to the last Pinstripe Bowl that SU was in.
Yes.
Which was, like, 2 years ago, I think.
Right.
1 year ago. I can't remember. But it was against West Virginia.
Right.
And so they had, like, the Syracuse band came out, I think, before the game. And they did, like, their special thing that they had put together. And it was really embarrassing, actually.
I don't think we're known for that.
We're not really.
No.
I can't remember what song they did.
Right.
I want to say it was, like, something like a Santana song or something. Because they had brought this guy out with an electric guitar.
Right.
To, like, really rock a smoking solo with them.
There you go,
it was the whole time you're like, oh god. But before going in, we're thinking, like, well, why does West Virginia get the halftime show and we get the, you know, and then we're watching this, we're like, okay,
that
all right.
Makes sense.
And then West Virginia came out and did, like, the full event where they're, like, turning into footballs on the field.
That's
and, like,
so
marching
cool.
across and
I
stuff.
Love that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's...
You've seen these
that's
Ohio
why
State
they get to
ones,
do it.
Right?
Yeah, they're insane.
Oh,
they're
my
completely
God.
Insane.
Oh,
yeah. I could talk about that all
it's
day.
I know. It's just amazing how they do it. And, you know, that's their big... But no, unfortunately, it's a cold winter in... Or cold... it's going to be a cold summer in Ohio State now that there's...
Yeah.
Basketball team is out, and that broke a lot of brackets.
Yeah.
Because they lost to... There was a lot of lower seeds that won. Which is...
Yeah, Duke lost to, like,
fun.
A 14,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which I think... Because I think a 1 has never lost to a 16. A 1 is one of the best in the country, and then a 16 is like, you won your really small division, so you can come in, too, and party with us. But that's never happened where a 16 beats a 1. I believe a 2 has beaten a 15.
That sounds right.
I think that
I couldn't
happened.
Name them,
I want to say last year. I
actually think you're right, yeah. Wasn't it when, like, Dunk City was going on?
No.
Were they rated?
No, I think it was it Florida Gulf Coast?
Yeah, that's what I mean,
and
Dunk City or whatever.
Yeah, something. Like, these party schools that, you know, and the coach is, like, he's married to, like, some model or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, Florida Gulf Coast.
Florida
yeah.
Gulf Coast.
It does occur to me now that there is a bracket that I do follow every year that is not basketball related, which is always the, whatever the Jezebel bracket March Madness thing is on their website.
Oh, yeah.
So I will just put out there, and then in the off chance that anybody listening follows that this year it's alcohol versus drugs, and I'm thinking that the final match matchup is definitely going to be like whiskey versus weed, because how could it not?
Cocaine
versus whiskey. I don't know. It's just, it's going
to so tell as old it's as gonna the
come
stars.
Right down to it. Yeah.
Like, so you like whiskey? Whiskey is your Wichita.
I'm pretty sure
state,
that they're or... calling it whiskey. That it's not. They have weird splits in the alcohol.
Sure.
I'm sure champagne's going to go really far.
Oh, absolutely. Why not?
And then they have the drugs split up into legal and illegal.
Well, Talene, were there any big upsets in?
I haven't checked in
I think that's
days,
fair.
Actually,
you need to get on that.
I know.
We need to find out. We need to know.
Well, I think that's great. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming. This is actually my 1 year anniversary.
Yay!
I'm honored to be a part
I'm
of it.
I'm very honored.
I'm amazed that I've got it this far, and you know, I didn't fall asleep halfway through and just be like, I'll just. Too much procrastination.
I'd like to point out to anyone listening that I'm amazed that you did this with a baby. Like,
yeah, that was it was actually the easy part once he got old enough to not cry on command. You know, that was the only thing. But once he, because you know, you figure he goes to bed at a reasonable hour, and then just do it afterwards. Or
well, you get an extra round of applause for that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming. I'll have to have you guys back on again.
Oh, glad.
Let's do an update sometime around the Subway series.
I like that.
Oh yeah, I love that idea. We're all up for Subway series.
I love that idea, and I'm never averse to doing on location. So I've done that
let's
before.
Make it happen.
So, oh yeah,
we can even decamp to our apartment after a game. So
ooh,
there you go.
That's a good idea.
All right.
See you then.
Thank you. Thank you very much for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman Sports in the iTunes store. You can come to our website, everymansports.podbean.com. Or you can email me with congratulations on my 1 year anniversary and anything about these two fine
people. I will be.
There you go. Thank you very much. Or if you even want to come on and be a guest after the 1 year anniversary. So you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care. Stay cool now that the weather's changing to warm.